Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese Please. My name is Fabio, filling in for Snarf Dude. And all you ladies out there, I want you to call my toll-free 1-800 number if you want a Harlequin fantasy tonight with Fabio.
Not Fabio.
What do you mean, dear?
Flabio.
Not Flabio. No flab here.
Lots of flab there. I'm looking at it.
I am not wearing flab. I have a corset on. It's hiding it. Yes. My name is not Flabio.
Kind of...
it's Fabio. And
no.
Remember, if you want a Harlequin fantasy tonight, women, please call my toll-free 900 number. It's toll-free for me, but you have to pay money for it.
Yeah, no one's going to pay money for you.
What are you talking about, Daffodil? What are you talking about? What's so bad with Fabio?
It's like 1-900, call a geek.
What are you talking about? He was a great guy. He left the van because of you. You insulted him.
I'd rather do the show with you.
Oh, well, okay, enough of that. Hey, everybody. Hi, it's Snarf Dude here.
And Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Keys, Please, as Fabio said. And we're playing some weird stuff here on the show this week.
Nothing is going to be weirder than you just were, but anyway.
What are you talking about? That was Fabio. That was not me. I promise, but he walked out of the van. Oh, move along. It's funny. I never knew there was a musical for Mad Magazine back in the 60s. You know, a Broadway musical type thing?
Very cool.
Yeah, and Linda Lavin was in it. That's even weirder. You know, that woman from the TV series Alice?
I know who Linda Lavin is.
She was Alice. And I just never thought of her as being in Broadway. Just one of those things. On the celebrity slip-up this week, we've had Bill Shatner. We've had Leonard Nimoy. Now we're going to have Nichelle Nichols.
Also of Star Trek.
Oh, I heard a bit of this. But we're starting off the show this week with a rather morbid way of things. Digging out the Texas Chainsaw Orchestra.
It's kind of morbid sounding.
Well, you were thinking of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, weren't you?
No, I'm thinking of the Texas Chainsaw Orchestra because that's what it says on the piece of paper I have in front of me.
Oh, well, I know you read very well. We're going to hear their version of the Beatles' classic Birthday shortly with the use of chainsaws and such. But we're starting the... I can't talk. It's terrible.
We're starting off with American Woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Right here.
On what?
Cheese, please.
We'll be right back. Okay, let's go. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
Well, the birthday song with the version from Texas Chainsaw Orchestra. And before that, we had the Texas Chainsaw Orchestra with the classic song American Woman. Yay! I don't know. I just felt
all
like
all I can
that.
Say about them is that they're from Texas.
Yeah.
And they perform using chainsaws.
Oh, goody, goody, goody.
I think it would be way more fun to see them perform live, though, than just to listen to them.
Oh, yeah, really. If
one... And I don't think I would want to listen to an entire album of that.
No. I can imagine, though. That would be interesting to see, especially if they juggle the chainsaws, you know, like a lot of acts, if they drop one.
I don't know if they could play them and juggle them at the same time.
Well, you never know. It's just, I'm just thinking, you know, for added value, you know, you could just toss them around a little bit and, you know, if one comes down and cuts one's arm off, you know, no big deal. Just call 911 and you're all done. I don't know. Anyway, my name is Starftoon.
My name is Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, where we bring you...
the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
And we continue that with a sort of Broadway musical.
Off-Broadway.
Oh, well, it was off-Broadway, okay. Dedicated to the Mad Magazine. Bill Gaines and his staff basically were sort of cheese artists, if you want to say it that way. You know, and just a lot of parody, a lot of silliness. And it is existing to this day, as we know. But back in the 60s, they spawned an off-Broadway musical featuring the likes of Linda Lavin, Joanne Worley, Paul Sand, McIntyre Dixon, whoever they are.
Even more interesting,
what?
Some of the songs were written by Stephen Sondheim.
Stephen Sondheim?
Yeah.
Wow. Who's Stephen Sondheim?
I'll tell you what. I'll explain that to you during the songs.
Okay.
And then you'll understand why that makes you sound like the stupidest man on the planet.
Okay, well, fine. We'll play the cast. Well, not the cast. We got Linda Lavin, McIntyre Dixon, and Joanne Worley coming up shortly with them singing You Can Never Tell. But we're starting off with Linda Lavin, McIntyre Dixon, and Paul Sand singing Misery Is from The Mad Show, the off-Broadway musical, right here on
Cheese Please.
Misery is a cold hot dog. Misery is no skate key.
Misery's when there's a greasy layer of skin on your cream of pea soup.
Misery is a lost bus pass. Misery is wet wool socks.
Misery's when you discover nothing but Cracker Jacks
in the Cracker Jack box.
When you sit in your fat aunt's lap and she hugs you till you could faint.
A cap pistol without one cap.
Happiness ain't.
Misery is when your parents firmly agree, no more TV.
You could argue until you're blue.
The world changes, but not those two.
If you've been through what I've been through,
nobody has to tell you what misery is. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
What, oh boy?
I got kissed today on the mouth. My mother made me sit next to my cousin all during lunch, who kept playing around with a long, black, greasy mustache.
Oh, I got a cousin like that.
A girl cousin?
Oh. You were just kids. You don't know anything about misery until you've had what I've had. Every day my mother makes me do the worst job around the house. It's disgusting. I'm up to here in filth and garbage what she makes me do. It's not fit for a human being.
What does she make you do?
Clean my room.
Misery is a report card telling your folks you're not trying. A cold hot dog
and no skate key.
A warm root beer
and no TV.
A short haircut,
a scabby knee. Nobody has to tell me what misery is.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
With matches, he knew it was bad. His mother would cry and his dad would get mad. One day when his mother and dad weren't around, he burned the house down to the ground.
No!
His dad saw the ashes and smiled and said, wow, thank God we're insured, I'm a millionaire now. Your mother and I are as pleased as can be, and they bought him a color TV.
Oh, you never can tell, you never can tell. You think you're in trouble, you find all is well. You're certain you're out when you're saved by the bell. Oh, you never, no, never can tell. Well, Tommy was bad, oh, but Sydney was worse. He used to steal dimes from his grandmother's purse. Then when he was older, he borrowed a gun and lifted the beads off a nun.
No.
Well, the nun, it turns out, was a communist spy, and each bead held a bomb to blow New York sky high. So Sid called the cops with his last stolen dime. Now he's on the cover of Time.
Oh, you never can tell.
Never.
You never can tell.
You never
you
know.
You're in trouble, you find all is well. You're certain you're out when you're saved by the bell. Oh, you never, no, never can tell.
She doesn't burn matches or steal or make noise. On Saturday morning, you always will find she's reading. She spends her allowance on cancer research. She's charming and thoughtful and sweet as can be. And I'm very worried about her. Why doesn't she burn matches? Well, I've given her matches. She won't burn them. She won't steal money. I've showed her right where the money jar is. What does she do all day long in church?
Please, okay, you never can tell. Linda Lavin, McIntyre, Dixon, and Joanne Worley as part of the off-Broadway musical The Mad Show back in the 60s. Before that, we had Misery Is with Linda Lavin, McIntyre, Dixon, and Paul Sand. Just a couple songs from the off-Broadway 874 performances.
871 performances.
I thought it was 74.
71.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
And the ones in your fours look a lot the same when you write them down, eh?
Okay, well, fine. And you said about Stephen Sondheim, I feel like such a dunce after you told me off air.
Well, you know, he did write songs for Gypsy and Sweeney Todd and West Side Story.
Oh, man.
Just a few Broadway shows.
I'm sorry. I just...
You know, let us entertain you.
Yes. What else?
There's a couple of really good Gypsy songs.
Oh, okay. And you said about Send in the Clowns or something?
Yeah, it says that one too.
Okay, yeah. Well, you don't have to send in the clown. That's me right here. Hey,
yeah,
Ron Keith, please.
I absolutely agree with that.
See, I'm insulting myself before you insult me again. I'm making fun of myself. That way you can't offend me.
It just, oh, I still offend you.
Oh, well, it's just easier that way if I get to it right away before you do. It just, that in my mind, it makes more sense to do it that way.
Well, okay, it's time.
What? Oh, yes. This is a rather painful thing.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
And on the slip-up this week, we've had Bill Shatner, we've had Leonard Nimoy.
We're still digging for a few other castmates that might have made horrible mistakes.
Yeah, maybe Sulu recorded a record, I don't know, or
Chekhov. I bet you he did.
Or Chekhov. That whistle, Captain, that whistle, Captain, that whistle. Oh, okay, well, whatever. What, no comment?
I can't even laugh, I'm sorry.
Why?
Because that's actually worse than your Fabio, and your Fabio was pretty lame.
That was not... That was Fabio. He walked here in the studio, here in the van.
Okay, for the record,
yes.
Fabio sounds nothing like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Except when it's coming out of your mouth.
Okay, fine. I give it up. It was me. I confess. Are you happy?
Yes.
Okay, you won't be happy after you hear this by Nichelle Nichols. I didn't know there were lyrics to the theme from Star Trek.
And I'm sure none of our listeners knew that either, but now we're going to offend them with it.
Yeah, here we go. From 1991, Nichelle Nichols and the theme from Star Trek, right here on Cheese, Please. Ooh, I like that. Doo-doo-doo.
Earthlings, what's your name? cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor to good cheese.
Ticklish.
That's kind of provocative.
Makes you think of a couple different weird things. Let the audience use their imagination, I guess, more than anything. And before that, we had Nichelle Nichols and Crucifying the Theme from Star Trek. And I've got a bit of a Star Trek trivia for you, Daffodil.
I don't know that much with Star Trek.
Well, because of
I'm not a geek like you.
Well, fine. But the passing of the composer, Alexander Courage, who wrote the original Star Trek theme back in the 60s, he actually, if you ever saw the opening credits and that of the starship going by during the opening credits.
The
yeah, exactly. He did that. He
what
actually
do you mean
did that.
He did that.
Yeah, he did the.
He made the whoosh.
Yeah,
noise.
I didn't know that. That was kind of cool. I always wondered who did that. And lo and behold, he did it himself. I can see him going into the booth saying, okay, take one, take two, and just, you know, I thought it was weird, but
it's very weird.
Interesting fact. And it's time to do my little thing. Can we?
It's not a little thing.
Okay.
It's your death-defying trick. Do it now.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Still got all your fingers.
Yes.
That's always a good thing.
We gotta go! Until next week, folks!
Have fun and stay cheesy!
Here's Ben
Bolt and the Nuts.
Thank you! And Mechanical Man, right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Goodbye!
Anybody know a robot girl who wants to meet
wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.